Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, praise the Lord, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we thank you for this blessed day that you have blessed us to see, and another opportunity for us to go into the lesson tonight. Dear Lord, I ask today that all who are listening, the Lord God is seeking truth that they will find, that you are revealing unto them through the power of your Spirit. Lord, we ask that you accompany us on this broadcast and be with us, Lord God, as we go into this truth of your word. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today. Thank God for all of you that are listening. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, I want to encourage you to go back to listen to part four of this series I did yesterday. If you are listening to me on this God's Word Demand page, it may be a picture of a little Bible on the right side. If it is, click on it. A Dropbox will show. And where you see episodes, click on that. It will show all the past episodes we did. And look for this episode, Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, Deliverance, Part 4. And I will give, and it gives you the phone number to call concerning there. When I come from the scriptures, I'm going to be mentioning the scriptures from the Bible, and I'm going to mention scriptures from a couple other books, okay? That is the Word of God also. But when you go on episodes, you know, click on that part 4. It gives you the phone number to order the messages, any of the messages from the Word of the Lord book or the book called The Record of the Nephite that you may see for yourself and then take it to the Lord. Amen. To go a little bit deeper, series, this section here is part of an overall series called Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. And when you go on the episodes, if you don't click, if you don't see a picture of a Bible on the right-hand side, you should be able to click on the God's Word of Man logo, and I think a Dropbox will show up. And if you do, click on the episodes. You can look at all the episodes, and let me direct you to the part ones of each section of this Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. Like, for example, there is Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, Jesus' Will, Part 1. Health, Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Devil's Will, Part 1. You know, so go into the part ones. And the reason why you could do that, because on those part ones, I tell you what broadcast to go on Blog Talk Radio to listen a little bit more in depth about these two books, one called The Word of the Lord and the one called The Record of the Nephite. Amen. So I wanted to run that by you before we go into any further in this lesson for those of you who are first-time listeners. Amen. Okay. Glory be to God. So, once again, let's open up from the book of James, chapter 1. The book of James, chapter 1, and verse 17. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 17 is what we're going to open up with once again. Glory be to God. And thank you, Lord Jesus. The 17th verse says, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now, I opened up with you yesterday from part four, as we start looking at, and this part, health, healing, sickness, disease, deliverance, when you go to like part one to part three, I dealt with you, you know, more of, there is two main things, overall main things that the Lord has given us for our deliverance from any sickness and disease. There is the spiritual side and there is the natural side. Now, primarily, the two is going to go together. However, in some cases, when there is a sickness or disease prevalent and doing this thing to a person, and sometimes for the person to be healed, it's not about eating the right thing per se, but it's about being delivered from a demon. In other words, when you look at this whole series, I went into some scriptures with you where you saw that in the Bible where that there were people who had a sickness and disease, a demon was actually present there, afflicting them with it. And so for them to get healed, that demon had to be cast out. So in this session of the series called Deliverance, I deal with the spiritual side per se, and now I'm dealing with the dietary side, the other side, the natural things, okay? Now, for the most part, the two is going to go together, okay? But, however, in some cases, it either takes you casting out a demon, or a demon is actually present in the person, or you're binding his powers, whether a demon is indirectly afflicting a person with a sickness, okay? Amen. But other than that, primarily the two is going to go together. So we've been dealing now with the natural side. And we see here from James. James said every good and perfect gift come from above. And so we opened up from the book of Psalms yesterday where we saw that the Lord had given the herbs for the service of man, okay? And what we're coming to understand is that it for the service of man, it was to be as for food for man. And it is to bless man and health, even in healing. Now you say, well, how do you know that? Because remember, it said every good and perfect gift come from above. And if you think back, and maybe you want to write this scripture down, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, where the word of God said Jesus went about doing good and healing. So notice it associated in there together, good and healing. Okay. So if every good and perfect gift come from above, and God had caused it so that man, that the herbs was to be a service of man, and he gives that which is good, then it has to be in connection with for your health and also your healing. Amen. Now, as I said at one time, and I think I did, if I'm not, I say it now, that many, especially some believers and many in this nation alone seem to can't fathom what I just said. Okay. They can't process it because we have been so used to whatever the doctors prescribe, the pharmaceutical people come up with and all that, that we're now thinking that that's the only thing that we can, quote, take that would do any good. Now, I had brought up a name to you guys yesterday. His name is Nathaniel Jordan. I hope that you looked him up. If not, look him up because he has some real good things about eating green leafy plants and all that for your healing. His motto is let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. And he has some very interesting points there that he's making because remember when God calls that plants was to come from the earth to feed man and be in service of man, he provided nutrients in there that will help man. You understand what I'm saying? Because remember every good and perfect gift come from above. And if God has caused the plants to come forth to be a service of man, then it has to be good. Now, in the Bible, we looked in Genesis 1, and it said that God spoke and said, let the herb come forth, the earth bring forth the herb and the fruit. And the Bible said when God saw it come forth, The Bible said he saw that it was what? Good. Okay? And notice that it threw fruit up in there. Fruit is another thing that the Lord has given us for food and for health and healing benefit. Hallelujah. Which hopefully we'll look at a little bit more of that. Now, I want to go a little bit further. And before I go further, the best ones to get is your organic. Now, I told you guys yesterday, for example, apples. I have bought some organic apples before. Now, for years, I didn't know that there were organic apples. I just knew apples were apples, okay? But I bought some organic apples, and, I noticed that the taste was different. I'm not saying different as meaning bad, but it was different than the normal apples. And plus, these organic apples was smaller, okay? Your other regular apples was bigger. Now, some people might say, well, hey, that should make you think it was better. Well, not necessarily all the time. Because, for example, look at your chicken. And some of y'all, I know through the years, you've been noticing how big the chicken's been getting. Now, you would think that either they on a weightlifting program, okay, and taking protein powder and all that and eating and getting big, or something else has happened. And so many people have talked about, which we do come to understand, and if some of you don't, you really need to search it out, that they put certain things in our foods, okay? So you hear a lot of people talking about how big the chickens I got, and they say steroids, and they're pumping them with steroids, okay? Now, I want to go a little bit further, and I want to talk about, now, we're talking about what the Lord has given us, the natural part for our deliverance, and how that he calls that the fruits, and he calls that the plants, which we come to understand when we looked in the Hebrew, that they're leafy green plants or vegetables. Oh, yeah, because, we most of us, and I ain't going to say all of us, but most of us, when it came to being told about vegetables, when we were little growing up, we frowned at it. Some of us struggled to even eat a spoon of it. But what happened was we failed to understand how healthy it was for us. And some of us who was young, maybe in our 20s and stuff like that, I know I could take myself for example. Even though I heard that, to me, I didn't process it on purpose because, I ain't got no taste. My taste buds ain't for that. Because like I shared with you guys yesterday, we seem to hang a lot on our taste buds. But what I come to understand is those taste buds, now we all got taste buds, don't get me wrong. But I come to understand that two things most definitely that those taste buds can lead you to if you let your taste buds just lead. It can lead you to being broke, okay, or getting sick. Or I'm telling you, okay, hallelujah. Now, industrial agriculture, and just dealing with your farming and all this stuff. And what I understand that your industrial agriculture, because like I said, we're talking about right now these vegetables and stuff that's grown from the ground, the plants that God had given for and the herbs for the for food for man, for to be a service of man, to help man in his health and healing process. Now, industrial agriculture relies on two types of chemicals to grow crops, okay? Now, if you were reading the Bible, and I think we'll be coming to that probably in a few minutes or so, that when God calls these plants to come forth, we read nothing about no certain chemicals that he used. He calls it the rain came, boom, it came up. But now, what we have come across in this time, man, sometimes take things that God has created or caused to come forth, and he begins to start putting his own ideas in it, okay? So from what I understand, in the industrial agriculture thing, industrial agriculture relies on two types of chemicals to grow crops. That is fertilizers, and pesticides, okay? Now, the fertilizers are supposed to boost the soil fertility and make the crops more productive. Now, we know that some fertilizers are used, like, I think it's called, is it triple 13, where that, I think it's some cow manure used in there. And, you know, God, in his infinite wisdom, you know, the way he had built the animals and had the whole process going is amazing, okay? Okay. So, but fertilizers, once again, is supposed to boost the fertility and make crops more productive, okay? Pesticides supposed to protect the crops by controlling the weeds, the insects, and animal infestation and fungal, which is mold diseases, okay? Now, industrial agriculture have been doing some things, okay? And I want you to hear this, to harm the plant growth, and in doing that, taking away important nutrients in the plants. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I want to take you to an article. I'm going to type this in a minute here. On this, okay. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And it is titled, How Industrial Agriculture Affects Our Soil Food Print. Now, I'm going to this in here. But like I said, you know, the Lord calls it so that the from the ground, the herbs or plants is to come forward for to benefit or be a service to man. And, you know, you have to be in awe about the power of God. By how he got this thing to come forward, okay? Because he is so he is just that awesome. He is that powerful that he can cause plants to come forth from the ground like that, and he set it up where, you know, that thing happens, okay? And he even said even the fruit and all that had the seed in itself, okay? See, the fruit had the seed in itself. Man wasn't alone to put the seed in there, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And many times I'm just in awe about how, you know, our Lord, glory to God, had done this particular thing because his power is so awesome, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read this article. Thank you, Lord, unto you. And, you know, about how that in the agriculture, in industrial agriculture now that they are doing things to that is affecting the growth of the plants. I mean, you know, for example, here's one title here. It says, synthetic fertilizers. Now, remember, fertilizers, you know, is one of the things that's supposed to be to boost the fertility and make the crops more productive, okay? But there's some fertilizers called synthetic. So that means man made it. Synthetic fertilizers negatively impact soil health. Now, it said all plants need nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium for healthy growth and productivity. These macronutrients, in addition to other macro and micronutrients form the basis of healthy soil. For soils deficient in these nutrients, fertilizer either made synthetically or from organic materials must be applied to grow healthy plants. As industrial crop production has escalated during the last 50 years, so has the application of synthetic fertilizers, mainly produced from fossil fuels, to boost plant productivity in part. Industrial farming practices such as monocropping and intensive tillage have also compromised soil health over time. So man is now doing stuff that is affecting the soil, okay? Some research have found that synthetic nitrogen fertilizer application decreases soil's microbiological diversity, that is, bacteria, fungi, etc., or alters its natural microbiological composition in favor of more pathological strains. Some types of nitrogen fertilizer can cause soil acidification, which can affect what? Plant growth. Excessive fertilizer use can also cause a buildup of salts in soil, heavy metal contamination, and accumulation of nitrate, which is a source of water pollution and also harmful to humans. Do you hear that? See, number one, definitely number one, when you're dealing with, especially like your fruits, go for the organic. Your plants, you know, you definitely gonna have to wash it off and pray over it, okay? But there has become application, on what this article says here, of what is called synthetic fertilizers, okay? Along with synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, which decreases the soil's, what it says, microbiological diversity, okay? And some types of nitrogen can cause soil acidification. Excessive fertilizer use can cause a buildup of salts in soil. So they say that all these things is being done, okay? There's been excessive fertilizer use causing a buildup of salts in the soil, heavy metal contamination, accumulation of nitrate, once again, which is a source of water pollution, also harmful to humans, okay? Amen. So now that in your industrial agricultural thing, that's one of the things that also been happening. There have been an application of synthetic fertilizers. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. We have to really pray over, you know, these, you know, and if you can, because many times, you know, this is why God, and I'm going to probably go into this in a minute here, talks to us about tilling the ground for ourselves. Okay. Right now, you know, you only can buy food right now. Yeah, you got to pray over it, okay? But what this article is letting you understand is that, you know, even in the industrial agriculture, man has went to tip his hand in it. Instead of going the way God wants it to go in his growth and all that, man's going to get like, oh, we didn't came up with a way to make it grow faster and be more productive and big. But see, when man starts putting stuff into things that God had a specific way of it growing, you're going to be in trouble. Now, it says here, it should be noted that synthetic fertilizer use isn't just detrimental to soil. It also contributes to climate change and to water pollution through the release of N2O, causing severe algal blooms and several agricultural areas of the U.S. You hear that? The synthetic fertilizer. See, this is an example of how we, especially here in America, have gone away from the natural to synthetic things, artificial things, and stuff like that, okay? You see it in your drinks and stuff like that. Some drinks are called orange drinks and lemon drinks, and you'll see on there artificial coloring. We went away from the natural, okay? Amen. And now, you know, and as I told you, you got fertilizers and pesticides, okay, that the industrial agriculture industry is using, quote, grow crops. But what I read to you with this synthetic fertilizer they're using actually doing harm, and it can do harm to us, okay? Hallelujah. Now, the pesticide part, okay, that I want to read to you on this pesticide part it got here. It said pesticides are chemicals that are used to control weeds, insects, and fungi in food, fiber, and wood. Pesticide residues in soil and their lasting presence in the soil over time are greatly influenced by both the soil type and composition, as well by the pesticide type. Depending on the pesticide type, application quantity, soil quality, and the environment, some pesticides may be broken down by microbial action in the soil or by other chemical reactions, while others can accumulate in soil. It's important to know, however, that some pesticides, metabolites, breakdown products are more toxic than the parent pesticide, okay? Some studies show that glyphosate, also known as Roundup, decreases microbial biodiversity in soil. Other studies show this chemical's adverse effects on earthworms. Other types of pesticides may have similar effects on soil microbiology, impacting nitrogen, fixing microbes, important to soil health and fertility, okay? Soil fumigants are a type of pesticide designed to kill organisms in the soil before farmers start to plant. Fumigants kill nearly all soil organisms, not just the harmful ones, including beneficial bacteria, okay? So when it said beneficial bacteria, that's bacteria that is beneficial, good, that could be good for use. Fungi and other organisms that help maintain healthy soils. In addition to killing soil organisms, many of these soil fumigants are toxic to human health and can escape into the environment after application. Do you hear that? So they're using certain pesticides or soil fumigants that not only kills what they call the harmful organisms, but even the beneficial bacteria. It said many of these soil fumigants are toxic to human health. Okay? See, as I read to you about this, I told you that they're using this for crop productivity. And it is used to grow faster and bigger. Now, what I have learned, and this is not just in the crop, but in many aspects here in this world, especially here in this nation, people want things fast. And they're willing to take, quote, shortcuts to get it. But I come to learn that all these shortcuts many times are not beneficial, very harmful, okay? Like you got many bodybuilders, for example, bodybuilders. You got many bodybuilders on steroids. And they take certain steroids. They even take certain things like, for example, testosterone. Well, there are some that it takes testosterone early in their career for so long, now their body can't even make testosterone of its own anymore. They have to take testosterone shots, okay? Why? Because the testosterone is used and these other steroids are used to what? To get you bigger. And not just bigger, bigger faster, okay? Faster. And so when we're looking at crop production here, this is what men have done. They have come up with these certain pesticides and fertilizers that actually harm in the soil. And when it's harming the soil and you're getting crops through this, it can become harmful to humans' consumption. Okay? Amen. So, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the Lord to give you wisdom when you're shopping. Now, remember, God gave us plants, herbs, fruits, okay? Now, the first thing about fruits, like I said, go for the organic ones you can find, okay? Amen. But if you can't find it, you steal any fruit, I advise you, pray over it, okay? Pray over your food. Pray over the plants. When you buy, like, greens or leafy greens from there, you make sure you wash it off, okay? Make sure you do that. But I read this article to you to show you what man is turning more to doing, okay? Okay? Crop production, all that. Oh, we found a easy way, a quick way to get this production faster, okay? Hallelujah. And it's harmful to humans. But see, one thing about it, you're not going to hear about that talk too much, people. You're not going to hear about too much about these pesticides or these particular pesticides they have come up with that they're putting into the soil, spraying on the plants and stuff like that, that's affecting humans. Okay? Glory to God. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. And I want to read verses 1 to verse 9 in Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9. The word of God says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, before fertilizers, man came up and made up these synthetic fertilizers, before man came with these particular pesticides. Every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, he needed a man to till the ground, okay? But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, okay? And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, glory to God. The Lord made these plants and herbs. Okay. Hallelujah. Which we read in chapter 2, every plant in the field, every herb of the field before it grew, okay? For the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth. So God caused it to grow. He was going to cause it to grow, especially through the rain of the earth, and he needed someone to till the ground, okay? Hallelujah, because he said there was no man to till the ground. Once again, this is before these pesticides were made and these synthetic fertilizers and all that before that. See, man thought that there was a need for that, okay? I didn't use no synthetic fertilizers and these particular pesticides, okay? Now, he said there was no man to till the ground. Now, the word till, the original Hebrew, means to work. And Webster said it means to work by plowing, sowing, and raising crops. Okay? Now, understand this. Adam was there to till the ground. He still had to have direction on raising the crop. Okay? And he had to get it from the Lord on how to till the ground and how to plow. He had to plow and sow, okay, and raise it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he still had to get the information from God, because understand this, Adam wasn't all-knowing like God is. God is all-knowing, okay? Ain't none of us all-knowing. So we have to get that information from him. You follow what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Once again, this is before pesticides, okay? Amen. Now, some of you listening may say, well, you know, God has given man to do such. Well, God has blessed man with knowledge in different areas, but he's not all knowing. And the negative side concerning man is that many times we start thinking, oh, maybe I should add this, or maybe I should add that to it. And we mess stuff up. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, verse 9 in this second chapter tells us that this was good for food. He said, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and what? And good for food. So in Psalms that we opened up with yesterday, when he said that the herbs and all that was given for the service of man, we know one thing, most especially, it was good for food. But look at how the way God calls it to come forward. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as I told you before, you know, like I told you, for example, and I said yesterday, you know, I used to buy the green peas in a can. And, you know, they got your salt and no salt. Well, one thing I learned about even here when they're packing stuff in the can, the stuff they put in there to preserve, all the stuff they add, even though they say no salt on some of them, yet still, you still lose a lot of nutrients, okay? So I buy some now from the bag, the frozen section, okay, which is probably more by as closer you're going to get to keeping a lot of the nutrients in. Than anything. A lot of your canned stuff, the nutrients is gone, okay? And especially if it's salt that they had to add to preserve it, a lot of the refined stuff that they put in these things right today is killing the nutrients, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we've been looking at how that God has given us the herbs, the vegetables, the leafy green, vegetables, all your vegetables and things like that, and fruits. So one may ask, and before I go into that, I want to read a scripture to you from the word of the Lord. And it's called the fifth message. And I want you to hear what the Lord says in his fifth message here. Glory to God. In this verse here. And I pray that you will pay close attention. It's called the fifth message. This word is still valid today, that Jesus sent his angel with this message, March the 22nd, 1928. Hallelujah. And this is what he said. He said, warn ye the people that they may till the soil, for famine will come, and many things that shall make people idle and no work. And all those that shall not seek to supply themselves with the fruit of the soil will suffer. Now, some of you just heard I read that. You said, well, I don't know. I believe the Bible. You coming up with something there. Okay, well, you hold on to that thought. I'm just delivering the message that Jesus wants me to deliver to you. Now, I am told to warn you that you may till the soil. So if you got a big enough backyard to make a garden, my advice to you is start doing it. Tilling the soil and putting stuff in and putting it in yourself, okay? I advise you to start doing, okay? Now, I know that, and I read to you about some synthetic fertilizers that they use. There possibly could be some real straight good fertilizers. If there is, I advise you to get that, okay? The Lord said a famine is going to come. Now, let me tell you something. And see, some of us here in the United States, because the United States is, quote, so great, we think that stuff like that can't hit here, okay? When we hear a famine, we look at the other countries, because many of the other countries right now is going through a famine, okay? And a famine, you know, is there's a scarce of food, a lack of food, no food, okay? And see, the Lord tells us to till the soil. So you got to go back to the old landmark, per se, just like we read in Genesis. So Adam had to break up the ground. He had to plow it himself and all that, okay? Now, we need to come across some of these older people who know about tilling the ground before there was a tiller machine. Oh, I know some of you all got quiet on that, okay? Because a famine is on the way. And see, what the government is not telling us here in the United States, see, they see this, okay? You know, they talk about how Trump had got information ahead of time about the COVID and didn't do anything. Y'all, many of y'all finna get an eye open about what the government had been knowing for years and ain't did nothing. See, that ain't smoke. You think they don't know that? What is that? I did a broadcast a year ago, I think, on the state of Vermont here in the United States have passed some kind of law about you throwing food in the garbage can. I forgot how it go, but it's something like that. Well, see, they were talking about how the people were wasting food. We are the biggest food wasters. That man, my God, we waste food like it. We waste food like every last one of us in the household is billionaires. That's how we waste food. Okay? Well, guess what? A food shortage is on the way, people. We got a tiny glimpse, and I do mean tiny, glimpse of how things going to be. Remember last year when this corona first hit real bad and how even meat started becoming scarce. They couldn't keep workers at the meat processing plants, okay? And I remember, like, the store in this town that I live in now. It's not big as Walmart, but it's a all right size store. Well, they started jacking up their prices. Why? Because they couldn't get no more meat from the meat shelters because of the corona. Now, like I told you, that was a small bit. Just think what's going to happen when a famine comes, okay? And see, God wants us to be in a position right now to learn how to till the ground. People, I'm telling you, we better get in the habit of growing our own food from the ground, from the way God said it. I'm telling you. Now, you can disregard this warning. That's you. That's your business. Brother Nate is not going to be telling you, hey, call in or give me your address and I want to find. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to give you the message God want me to give you. Till the ground. A famine is going to come. And the Lord says many things that shall make people idle and no work. Wow. Jobs is going to go. Listen, we think that was something in 2008/2009 when them jobs went out. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing yet, people. And he goes on to say, and all those that shall not. Now, he said all those. See, it ain't going to be no respect of persons here, okay? He said all those that shall not seek to supply themselves with the fruits of the soil will suffer. See, there's some things that we could end up losing or suffering that is unnecessary. Listen. You're in this life, there are going to be some losses you're going to have. There are going to be some things you're going to suffer. But then on the other end, there's called unnecessary losses, unnecessary suffering. And we have all encountered some unnecessary losses and suffering when we did not heed the warning. And here in America, our head is so much in the cloud, our chest is so stuck out so far that we think that we're number one in the world, better than better, anything. And therefore, when warnings come forward, we turn and reject it quickly. Quickly. We reject it quickly. Like, oh, amen. It's going to be some suffering, people. It's going to be some suffering. And it must be in places where people think it just, quote, can't happen. And that includes the U.S. Glory. Just like when the Lord said there will be earthquake in diverse places. I remember once upon a time, nobody thought about a tremor in Rockford, Illinois. No one thought about tremors here in Canton, Mississippi. Now, if you just said California, they'd be like, oh, man, that happened all the time. But when you start calling, so this famine, it's finna hit people. And you say, well, if that's so that the government know, why are they not telling us? Let me give you this reason. Panic. You. Riot. They know if they come out and tell the folks that there is going to be a famine, we running short on food, people will panic, and stores right now wouldn't even be safe. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you're telling people, you know, for example, I know especially here in Mississippi, if you tell them, say, a bad hurricane finna hit in 2 days, man, people would tear down in the stores buying everything. And we'll fight each other over stuff, okay? Now, just imagine you telling them that we finna run short on food. How the people gonna react? Just imagine the government. See, this is Brother Nate right here warning you. And many of you will say, yeah, that's him. But I guarantee if the government came on TV while you sitting there watching your cartoons or your stories or whatever, your sports, and if they break in with a break-in news and tell you, say, hey, the president and government is announcing we're finna head to a famine. You ain't going to tell me. You ain't going to jump up off that couch and go try to do something. But see, when people like me and other people who you think probably think ain't nothing, don't know what they're talking about and all that, give this warning that Jesus has us to give, many of you just sit there and go, oh, that's your thought. Well, guess what? You know one of the beautiful things I love about Jesus is that when he give you a word to give, he always back you up. Amen? He always back you up. Jesus ain't about sending you out there and make you look like a fool. He always back you up. So to those of you that heard what I said and you go, that's you. Okay, go ahead. I don't have to, quote, prove it to you. The Lord is. But to those of you that's hearing and listening, let me tell you, okay? Prepare. Supply yourselves with the fruit of the soil. Plant your gardens. Get into the habit. Get into the groove of that, okay? Ask God to help you bring your taste buds under control. Because some of you already, just hearing something like that, have made you go, I don't know about that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. You might be. See, you're saying that because you're thinking about all them ding-dongs and Twinkies and Susie Q's and pieces and all that you, quote, may be in danger of breaking off from. And your saliva glands are starting to go wacko right now. And you start in your brain is not functioning properly. And you're saying, I don't know that probably you. Well, you know what? Like I said, go ahead and keep thinking. That's what I say to you. Go ahead, keep thinking. Hallelujah. All of us shot that aboshanda. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But a famine is coming, people. And if you got enough land to make you a garden, my advice to you is to supply yourselves. Supply yourselves with the fruits of the soil. Growing the things that the Lord has given man for his health and his healing. Grow that. Because I'm going to tell you like this as I get ready to close. It's not going to be about your taste buds. It's going to be about eating to live. Glory to God. And when the stuff hit, some of you ain't going to be thinking about a ding dong or a Twinkie. You're going to be just glad to eat a leaf. I'm just letting you know, because that's how ridiculous we have gotten here in the United States. Get this. I once myself was in that category. I know. I have shared that with y'all. When people, you know, we're talking about eating healthy and all those healthy commercials come on, stuff like that, and eating your vegetables and stuff like that, I did like many of you doing now, frown. Frowning and yeah, blah, 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 and all that stuff, I did like many of you are doing now. But you know what? It took some things, which it shouldn't have, but it did, because see, that's a lot of times that's what hard-headedness get us. We just have to go through certain things, which, you know, we wouldn't have to go through it if we would listen. And I went through certain things where I started really seeing more the benefits of eating more healthy, okay? Because people, I'm going to be honest with you. The way I would be eating before, I kept feeling bad a lot. And so when I started eating better, I started feeling better, okay? And see, many times we're suffering just bad feelings in our bodies and stuff like that because of what we're putting in there. Amen. Because of what we're putting in there. And we're throwing whatever in there. I mean, these industries can come out with a brand new cake. They can have so much sugar in it that if you eat it, it might have you bouncing off the walls and the streets and everything. But what we do? We're buying it up. Buying it up. Glory to God. I'm going to stop it here today. I do have a part 6 coming up on this. Look for the advertisement. Lord say the same. It may be tomorrow. Just look for the advertisement because I'm not through yet. Glory to God. So, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. And I thank you for what you have given. And Father, I ask today that everyone that was listening have heard this and they will go back to you with it. I pray that those that desire to be delivered, to walk in divine health and healing, will turn to you and hear this message. So Lord God, I just thank you for giving me the opportunity and chance to spread this word. And Father, I will give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for this day. Thank God for all you've been listening. Glory be to God. And may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. God bless.